Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are knee-deep in the discussion of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Big debate last night. My sort of top-level take is simply that there is no comparing these two candidates. Zero. Right. Zippo, none. They are completely distinguishable on every conceivable measure. First of all, if you want to say about their donations from very wealthy people, Elon Musk is the single largest funder by leaps and bounds, by multiples, than any other funder, whether to Susan Crawford's campaign or Schimmel's campaign. It's somewhere north of $11 million. George Soros, as best as I could definitely see about little bit under $1 million, but I assumed some other things just to be more conservative, looked like maybe close to $2 million. Yeah, that's not even in the ballpark. And also, George Soros isn't requiring Susan Crawford to pledge fealty to George Soros. Correct. George Soros, yes, isn't in the Oval Office with his, right, kid rubbing boogers on the Resolute desk. Like, George Soros doesn't have the president doing his bidding every day. George Soros doesn't have a lawsuit proceeding that will end up before the Supreme Court.
He happens to like democracy.
Yes. It's different.
Yes.
It's so shocking. And just to, I wanted to recap a whole bunch of the things that Brad Schimmel is for. He's against the Wisconsin sunshine laws and open meetings laws.
Yep.
He's against those. He is election denier when it comes to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
He said this just this week, quote, "Our donor base is excited to take this court back." The donor base. Would that include
the largest donor? That's who he's representing, is the donor base.
Yeah.
It's clear.
Not the citizens of Wisconsin.
Right.
The donor base.
The donor base.
He'll be a, quote, support network for Trump. Mm-hmm. He's defended Donald Trump after the Access Hollywood tapes came out. He was the only Republican from Wisconsin to do so. On a stage, gave Donald Trump a hug and was like, "This is our guy. Don't worry about him talking about grabbing women's
shirts." Locker room talk, right?
Right. Oh, he attended Donald Trump's inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, pro-gerrymander, anti-choice, anti-Obamacare, a pro-voter suppression. Again, failed to timely test the 6,000 backlog of rape cases when he was attorney general, claiming funding problems. He eventually got around to it after there was enormous political pressure applied. Here's what an advocate, when you are the top law enforcement officer of a state and you want to advocate for victims of crime, here's what you do. You get on the phone every day and you call every Republican legislator in the state of Wisconsin to get you the money to get it done. You don't wait for grant funding,
right,
to do, which takes months. It is such bogus. Well,
otherwise known as, Maggie, doing your job, right? You do your job.
You do your job as, right, the state's chief law enforcement, yes, officer. A couple of other things. Susan Crawford has never opposed school choice, just saying, some other things getting debunked. But by far, Tom, and I want to get your reaction to this before we talk about the continuing resolution and whether or not the Dems, right, in the Senate should approve it. Here's my plea to every single one of you out there, especially the whataboutism of it all. Here's what Jeff from Superior, who's been hitting us up on the text line, calling Democrats crazy, CRT, DEI, blah, blah, blah. Do you want a Supreme Court that has people who are in good faith trying to follow the law? And that means when it comes to legislative redistricting in this state, It means that when we are largely a purple state, that anyone who would defend maps that skew the state legislature 60, 65% veto-proof supermajorities in favor of one party isn't doing that. Very simple. Gerrymandering at that level is unconstitutional. And whether or not you believe that, it is also unconscionable. As a person of good faith, if you're sick of government not getting it done, then what you want are elected legislators that need to cooperate with one another.
Yeah, it provides accountability, right? Because in a gerrymandered situation, the accountability is not there, and therefore your vote does not count as much.
And for that reason alone, forget all of the rest of it. For that reason alone, you need to be voting for Susan Crawford, because yes, Susan Crawford will ensure fairer maps for all of us, for Republicans and Democrats, so that we have legislators that are incentivized to be accountable to us. You want less partisanship, right? Less gridlock in government, more efficiency? So guess what? Let's start with getting rid of the gerrymandering.
Right. So Maggie, what you're saying is please do your research. Please look at the candidates without a filter of whether you think they're a Democrat or Republican, and then go to the polls and vote. Because voting in Wisconsin in the spring elections is relatively small overall, and it's important that you do your research, make up your mind, and then go vote. But keep in mind that you want your vote to count, and therefore vote for someone who's going to ensure that your vote does count, not only now, but in the future. Because that's why this race is so important, because it'll tip the court for a while. And I prefer to have a court that protects my vote versus a court that's going to look to somehow eliminate my vote.
And Jeff from Superior texting in, hey, Democrats gerrymander too.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's still wrong. Yes.
What I'm telling you, Jeff, and what is observable in this state's history, these aren't debatable facts.
Right.
Is that Republicans in this state executed the most partisan gerrymander in the history of the United States. And by doing so, effectively robbed Wisconsin citizens of their right to vote. Those are facts.
For 10 years. Yeah.
For 10 years did this. And so if we want to stop that, shouldn't we at least agree that we want a Supreme Court justice that is saying that that is a bad outcome, that legislators choosing their voters isn't the way we should be doing it here? Yep. That isn't Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel thinks gerrymandering is a great thing.
It's a tool. He's
right. That just, we agree in good faith. Gerrymandering, right, from a partisan basis is bad. If you agree with that on a good faith basis, Susan Crawford is the one that's standing up there saying, no, right, we should have fair maps in competitive legislative districts.
But we had this discussion with Jeff, 2 weeks ago, that if you believe in the Constitution, then you believe it for no matter what party is running the government.
Yes. And I also just want to, Jeff has made some statements on the text law that God's teaching is more important than the law. Well, that's not what we believe in the United States of America as a system of laws.
Well, who's God?
Right. Is it Allah? Is it Elohim?
Theoretically, there's not one based on all the beliefs we have in our country.
I mean, right. That's just, we fought in part, not just for the freedom to not be taxed without representation, yes, we also fought to believe what we will and for some modicum of a separation of church and state.
Yes.
Come on, Jeff. If you believe in the Constitution, which is what you said to us a week ago, then you believe in the separation of church and state, and you believe that God's laws, you may choose to follow them according to your God. But in the United States, we do better than that by having a system of laws for all of us.
Yep.
Tom, I'd like to get your take on the continuing resolution. Make the case on either side of the argument. Should Senate Democrats support it?
Yeah, and I'm going to say no, they shouldn't. I think this is the last tool they have left in the ever-limited toolbox. And in order for them to state their case to the American people, they have to state that they are not going to go with this continuing resolution, because in the House Republicans shot down an amendment that said that the Trump administration had to follow the current funding levels. And then the House Republicans denied that amendment to the continuing resolution, which to me would be simple, right? It the amendment was just, let's follow the laws. And the Republicans insisted that that clause can't be in there, that amendment can't be in there. And because it's not in there, then the Senate Democrats should vote no on this. But they should also address the same thing. They should bring that amendment to the floor. They should have a debate about it. And if the Republicans shoot it down, then they should not lend their support to this continuing revolution. And just to be clear, they need 60 votes to be able to bring it to a vote. All right. So what the Democrats would say is, unless you let us participate in this discussion, we're unwilling to bring this to a vote. And I personally think that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's been set up, because then it creates some level of bipartisanship, and the Republicans want their cake and they want to eat it too. So that's where we're at.
And we had a question yesterday from one of our listeners. I believe it was Jesse in Madison, about cloture.
Yes.
Or cloture, which cloture. Is basically cloture. A very fancy word that means forcing debate to end and bringing it to a vote. And should Senate Democrats employ that procedural move in the Senate to force a vote on this? I am in your camp, Tom. Make Republicans try to get to 60. Make them have the debate. Let them debate themselves into the ground. Let them have whatever closed door meetings.
Right.
But I some of the reporting today, this is from The Hill, saying that despite Senator Chuck Schumer's statements in the press that he is going to allow the CR to not pass, that he's actually trying to create some space for Senator.
Oh, we're losing Maggie at this point. So as we head out, remember Civic Media, give us a call at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.